You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. No LSU, no Tulane this weekend, but still plenty of college football action to talk about, helping us break down the games. Chris Lowe, On3 senior college football reporter. Thanks so much for the time, Chris. How you been doing, man?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you guys.
Christopher, how you been, bud? Before we get into some SEC talk, because everybody sort of knows we had talked about it maybe a year or so back, but your son Adam is the baseball ops guy for University of Tennessee, the Volunteers. He's working for sort of a colorful character there, Mr. Tony V. And so how's things going with that volunteer baseball program?
Yeah, Tony's colorful is a good word. That's probably maybe one of the nicer things he's been called by some people. I think Tony's sort of struck gold the way he recruits, the way he relates to players. And they just keep reeling in top prospects, Mike, out of the transfer portal. They've been able to keep some of the guys that they've gotten out of the high school ranks that were draftable players. Well, some of them have gone on, but I think they'll be right there at the top, pushing for a College World Series appearance again this year. He's, his name's been out there recently. There's some chatter that Major League Baseball teams will be interested. I think there were some conversations with the Giants, but that comes with the territory, man. When you do a good job and you're a unicorn. Tony's different than some of your baseball guys, old school baseball guys, and that's going to happen. They're going to come after you. I think that's sort of what you're seeing. But Tennessee's invested. He's making $3 million a year. He's making right about as much as anybody in college baseball, and they put a lot of money into their stadium. So I think he feels like he's got a lot of unfinished business at Tennessee.
And if he doesn't want to coach anymore, I saw him on the MLB Network when they did the draft. Man, he's damn good with that, too. Man, he can talk.
Yeah, he's good.
Hey, you get a lot of opportunities that way.
Yeah, he's not shy behind the microphone or in front of the camera. Let's put it that way.
Chris, looking at the Tigers, they don't play this week, so I'll get your thoughts on LSU and how this season has panned out. I know last week, defensively, going up against Ole Miss, you're going to give up yards and you're going to give up points. But come on, LSU had so many opportunities on offense and kind of let it slip away. You can't run the football at all. I mean, but that's been here almost since day one. I think Jaden Daniels masks a lot of the inability to run the ball because he scared the bejesus out of you every time he took off. But your thoughts on LSU, expectations were high this year. They got out of September with just one loss. It may not have been to the team that I think a lot of people thought they might have lost to, but your thoughts on the 2025 LSU Tigers?
Yeah, I think the book is – still a lot of chapters to be written in that book, Mike. And I know that there's disappointment that they've not been very explosive at all in offense. I tell you this, and this is not an excuse. I know Brian Kelly's gone sort of round and around on it. I heard going into the season that the AB strain or the ab issue with Nussmeier was a lot bigger deal than they were letting on. Anybody who's tried to throw football or throw anything when you got an ab issue, that's hard. And I think that thing has taken a while to heal, which is good that they're in the off week this week. And I think that's, you know, in watching them play against Clemson and then the games after that, you know, now that you sort of, it's out there, I can sort of see how that's been a problem. But I think a bigger problem is, and you hit it, they got to be able to run the ball, man. They got to be able to run the ball in short yard situations. They got to be able to run the ball on third and fourth and short coming off the goal line. And that's where offensively, when you've got a guy, and you mentioned it, you know, Daniels that can run around and extend plays and break down situations is so good, that does mask some of those things sometimes. But that's the thing as I look at this team right now, because they're playing winning defense. They really are. And that's the thing they had been missing the last few years is playing to that level defensively, because you're right, Ole Miss is explosive. The defense kept the Tigers in that game, and they had every chance to win it. So now they've got to figure out a way to run it and be able to make some more chunk plays. I mean, you go out and you get some guys that you feel like, you know, can help you do that. And I think that's where I think those two things together offensively, Mike, run the ball and make it more explosive plays, are what they got to figure out how to do.
This is right up your wheelhouse here. Man, what a great job again Coach Lace doing at Vanderbilt. Now, you catch Alabama, and I don't think you'll be catching them looking ahead. You got them on the radar, but boy, well, what Pavel has done for that that football team, and he gives you a lot of confidence. He's a guy that, hey, I'm up against the world, and I'm going to show you just how good I am, and we got a good football team. Now, you're not going to catch Alabama kind of napping this coming Saturday. And so what do you expect in this game between Vanderbilt and Alabama?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. And I think it's a game that, even though Vandy beat him last year, Mike, I still think there's that feeling that, well, it's still Vandy. Alabama's going to beat him, going to beat up on him. And I don't buy that. I think Vanderbilt is a classic example of where we are now in college football. And I was there on Tuesday and spent some time, watched some practice a little bit, talked to Clark Lee, talked to Diego Pavia. You know, three of their five starters, they went out and spent good money this year in the transfer portal to bring them in the offensive line. The two others they got the year before, well, Pavia is a transfer. You know, he turned down over $4 million this past offseason to go places. So they've been able to piece together a roster and build depth. That's the thing. I mean, you've covered ball for a long time. Vanderbilt has never had the kind of depth you need to win consistently in the SEC. Well, they've been able to create more depth. This is the deepest team they've had, and that team absolutely falls right behind Pavia. He is such a dynamo, and his confidence and his swagger and the way he plays bleeds into that locker room. And you see that in the way that team plays. I know they haven't played a team like Georgia. Bama going on the road winning in Georgia was awfully impressive. Okay. And they also played at Florida State. So Bama has gone to two tough places to play. They won one, they lost the other. But Vandy has won two games against Power Four teams on the road. And they didn't just win them, Mike. They dominated those games in the second half up front. And I think that's the thing as I look at this matchup. I still think Alabama's a better team, and I think they're probably going to win. But as I look at this matchup, it just doesn't scream out to me that Bama is that much better, heads and shoulders better than Vandy, where it counts up front the line of scrimmage.
Texas, Florida, this is an intriguing game for me. I don't know if the towel's been thrown, but it's in somebody's hand. Their offense is El Stinko, Florida. But their defense, yeah. I give them a lot of credit. They hang in there, but you can just hang around for so long, and then the dam breaks on you defensively. Is this the game that we're going to see Texas piece it all together offensively? A lot of weight put on the back of Arch Manning. That is a talented Texas team. The only thing, maybe, Chris, look at it. When I look across the board, their receiving core is not even close to what we've seen the last few years with the Longhorns. They got a lot of young guys there, and they aren't nearly as explosive at the receiver position as we've seen maybe the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and I think that's why we're all guilty sometimes, Mike. I know I was at looking at quarterbacks going into the season. We looked at Arts. We looked at Lenore Sellers. We looked at DJ Lagway. And probably didn't do a good enough job at looking around them, exactly what you're saying now, who they had coming back that was proven at the playmaking position. And Texas has just not, as I said a minute ago, they've not been able to be consistent against good teams throwing the football and making big plays. This to me would scare, if I'm a Texas fan, this game would scare me because Florida has had some time. You know, Lagway didn't throw much at all in the offseason. He had that shoulder. And I think he shut it down. And he sort of looked that way to start this season. He hasn't been sharp, but you know the kid can play. He's got talent. So is this the game that he starts to get a little confidence, some momentum throwing the football? They move the ball because, man, you're right. Defensively, Florida has not played poorly at all. They've hung in there, and really – Florida's had some chances to win simply because of the defense. It reminds me a little bit about the way Florida played last year down the stretch. You say what you will about Billy Napier, but he never lost that locker room. And the defense has continued to play there with a lot of pride. If they continue to play that way and Lagway can get some momentum and get some guys around him to make some plays, this has a chance to be a really good football game. And again, everybody talks about this team's on upset special. You know, that's sort of not my thing, but I do point to this game and say this is a very scary football game for the Longhorns.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You brought it up, and I've talked to Charlie and others and Bob about this, but Lenore Sellers, man, his good games and his moments, whoa, it's a highlight reel. You talk about a big man who's got a rifle, and he can put the ball between arms and hands, and then, man, he's such a threat as a runner. The consistency part is a little lacking, and certainly I'd like to see more of that, but he's throwing also to a young receiving core. His offensive line, that isn't the greatest thing in the world. Your thoughts on South Carolina as they're going to play LSU next, but in particular Sellers, because I think really, Chris, he's got a chance to be the first overall pick in the 2026 draft.
Yeah, he does, and I've heard that from several people. I mean, they want to see him continue to grow, but he's got all the tools, Mike. He can throw it a ton. He's not afraid to throw it in tight windows, and he's just such a load to get on the ground. And he's got a great feel for where the pressure's coming from and escaping. He's everything you want in a quarterback, and I don't think he's got a great supporting cast around him. You know who they missed? They missed Rocket Sanders. Rocket Sanders last year was a big part of that running game. They're able to throw the football to him out of the backfield. They just haven't been able to establish a great running game consistently. And I think that makes it easier for teams to spy or not allow Sanders to get out and run the football. Now, he did better. We saw more of that against Kentucky last week or the last time they played. But up to that point, we really haven't seen him do much in the running game. And I think that's where South Carolina is at their best, is when they're able to run the football conventionally. And then he's able to be that guy that's, you know, extending plays, quarterback draws, design quarterback runs. And then, you know, I keep going back to the Clemson game last year. where, I don't know, five times they had him dead to right, and he somehow escaped, and not just escaped, but made, you know, 20, 25, 30-yard plays out of it. And that's where he's at his best. So I felt like Carolina had lost a lot around him, Mike, not only on offense but defense. And they're going to have a hard time. And when I looked at their schedule, I mean, go look at their schedule the next five games. It's brutal. This will be a, you know, Shane won nine games last year in the regular season. Only two coaches at South Carolina have done that in 40 years. Other guys by the name of Steve Spurrier. I felt all along it was going to be awfully hard for them to get back to that level this year with all they lost.
Is Missouri the scary team to see on your schedule? Because, you know, they had a lot of attrition from last year's team. Then they go out and transfer portal and grab a quarterback. I'm not real sure Penn State made the right choice there. I think they let the wrong one leave. And what Missouri brings to the table, that is a team that could be the kingmaker or kingbreaker in the SEC.
Yeah, and I tell you, they had a great schedule. And I don't care what anybody says, schedules play a big role in your conference races and where you are at the end of the season. And until we get to the new schedule model, which starts next year, schedules within the SEC might have been pretty imbalanced, you know, fairly or unfairly. And Missouri, first six games are at home. They get Alabama. They're off this week. They get Alabama at home on the 11th. I think that's a great time to get the Tide because the Tide will be coming off tough games, against really good physical disciplined teams in George and Vandy. Missouri gets that week off, and then they get Bama at home. They don't play Texas. They don't play Georgia. They don't play LSU. So I like Missouri's schedule. And Drink went out and got some really good players on the defensive side of football. They're still really good up front defensively. And you're right about the quarterback. And the guy I love is Ahmad Hardy. And here's a guy from Mississippi. I looked this up, Mike, we're all guilty, media, recruiting gurus, coaches, missing on players. How did they miss on this kid? He had 60 players rated ahead of him in the state of Mississippi when he came out. Went to ULM, tore it up last year. Now he's in Missouri. He's rushed for 100 yards in every game he's played. I think he leads the country in yards after contact. He is a really good, tough football player, and he's a lot of fun to watch play, too.
I look at Texas A&M. This isn't your typical Mike Elko team. Now, I know they were in a low-scoring game last week against Auburn, but this is a team that has relied on their offense to sort of carry them early in some of the games. And, man, Reed at quarterback, we saw way too much of him when he got put in the game against LSU. And then Moss, Louisiana kid, right up the road, and he tore up LSU too, and then he gets hurt. Your thoughts on A&M this year? Because this isn't what we normally would maybe look at from a Mike Elko coach team, but they've been explosive this year.
Yeah, they have. And Mike felt like coming into the season that Reed was going to take a big step and that they'd be able to throw the football better and not just have to grind out games, you know, not have to win and lean too heavily on your defense and just run the football. I mean, they still can do that. And I think you see, when you look at that team, I still see a lot of Mike Elko in them and the way they're, you know, sort of physical and making things happen. I always try to look at, you know, when you see teams like a Texas A&M, what they do and how they mix it up, how they balance it. And I think they're much more balanced, Mike, than they were last year. And I think Reed's a big part of that. And they're good on defense. Yeah, they give up 40-plus to Notre Dame in that game. But you go back and look since then, of course, Auburn last week. Of course, Auburn has not been able to protect the quarterback, which was the case again, and they hold Auburn to 10 points. So, again, I like what I've seen for them, and I felt like Elko would sort of put his imprint on this program, and he has. It's a tough, physical, blue-collar type team who, to your point, they are a little bit more explosive. And I think if they need to win more games, 40-something to 40-something or 38 to 30-something, they've got the capability to do that. I don't know that they really had that last year.
Last question for you, Chris. Your thoughts on the Arkansas head coaching job? I'm not really sure Bobby Petrino is, you know, I get the interim part of everything, but I couldn't see them bringing and giving Bobby the job full-time back with that. And so if Petrino doesn't secure that full-time job, who would you think Arkansas would take a really long look at? And I know a couple names right off the bat, but kind of your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'll start with Bobby. I think Bobby's got to win some games. And I think he's got to be – he's got to give the people there reason to believe that he has improved that football team, Mike, over the next 9 weeks. And then I think he's got some support that he would get a long look. But, you know, Rhett Lashley would be right there at the top of the list. I don't know that Rhett's going to leave SMU. He's got a good gig. Would he come back to Arkansas? Ryan Silverfield at Memphis is another guy that I think would make a lot of sense in Arkansas. They beat Arkansas just a couple of weeks ago. He's got a chance this year to lead Memphis to its third straight 10-win season. So I think he's in that. I think Kenny at Texas State is a guy that makes sense. I think Alex Golish, what he's done at South Florida, makes a lot of sense. And then John Summerall at Tulane, who was, I think, will be involved in a lot of job openings this year. Had the Belichick-North Carolina thing not worked out last year, I think Summerall would have been the North Carolina head coach. So I would expect you'll see his name pop up as well. But, you know, there's differing opinions on how good a job Arkansas is. Here's my thing. If they get the right guy, a guy that galvanizes that state and the money people in that state, there's money there. You know, there are going to be people writing checks to bolster that NIL program and bring in the kind of players you need to win. You know, Bobby proved in 2010, and granted that's been 10-plus years ago, but that they can win at a high level. And I think, again, that's why some people, when they look at him being the interim head coach, they're like, hey, he's already done it one time. You know, maybe we give him another shot. We'll see. Again, you know, redemption stories are nice, but they don't really happen, Mike, unless you win. And I think he's got to lead this team to some wins over the next couple of months.
Chris, thanks so much for the time. As always, great information, and enjoy this weekend's games.
Thank you, Chris.
I will.
You guys wish have a Adam, great night. See ya. Hey, wish Adam the best of luck for us unless he plays LSU.
I will. I'll do it. You guys
thank you.
All right.
Check out Chris's work on three, senior college football reporter Chris Lowe.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.